Blog Talk Radio.
This is a story about control. Female control. Control of everything. So let's go and grab it.
Let's get it, girl. We're controlling this.
Guest for tonight is DT Shockers. I definitely see that track, girl. You know, on Thursday it was a real hot crossover track. So tonight
with him being a reggae artist and giving me some R&B pop, we're going to talk about that and talk about King Crossover and your music. Another little fun thing. I would like to introduce everybody, my secret DJ for the night, Key West, Eye of the Storm, holding it down for me.
What's up,
honey? chilling. I know you're doing your thing tonight. And also my co-host, DJ Buddha Bless,
definitely in the building. You know, what's cracking?
Definitely good. Ready to show off everybody, get everything organized, have a good show. We're going to entertain everybody. It's a whole lot of special people we want to invite into the show. We're going to get a chance to talk about that in a second. But also, who I already got on the line, is my boy, the CEO himself, X-Squad DJ CEO, Demel. You've been busy today. Did you get the rest? Demel? Where'd Demel go? All right, well, Demel's busy. Maybe he clicked over. Maybe he's trying to do something else. But it's all good. You know, Demel will be back on the line or unmute his call or something. Got to keep it moving. There's nothing wrong with silence. He did play me, so I'm going to get him back later. I think me and my homegirl, Miss Knockout, got something planned for his ass. So, we're going to have some fun. Check up on who's on the switchboard right now. Before we welcome our guests for the night, like I said, we have a topic. So after we answer these calls, we're going to talk about it a little bit. Because also on last night's show, I played this crazy track for my boy from Eye of the Storm. And my boy Key West, why'd you go last? Because you just was killing it.
Who, me?
Yeah, you just.
I went first and last on that
song. Oh, okay. I think I missed it in the beginning. But, definitely all love. That track was crazy. I want to play it now, but we're going to open up the first line. What's the first number we have?
It's 918-906.
Yes, what's good with y'all? Hey, Philly Sean, what's good? It's DJ OK from Oklahoma.
What's good? Welcome to Philly Sean. Philly, New York in the building. Well, hold on, Shaka.
Huh?
Did you open the line, Key West?
Yeah,
918-906. Yo, what's good? It's DJ OK.
DJ OK, welcome to the show. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. Just kicking back. I ain't got nothing to do. I'm about to go to bed, but instead I just thought I'd listen to the show.
You know what? I got a very special shit planned for you. I got some crazy silly mixes. It's crazy. Some music from Big Face Dunny. Some music from Eye of the Storm. And you are just in time to be introduced to my guest for the night and everybody else. Welcome,
okay.
Welcome to Philly Shine. Welcome back, GT Shata. What's good?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
What's good?
That's your name, isn't it? You wanted to just come on and start talking or whatever. I definitely got to give you that introduction. And I wish
yo,
I had some sound effects.
I'm not representing Florida. I'm from the D, yo.
Huh?
I said, I'm not repping Florida. I'm repping the D.
I didn't say that you was repping Florida.
Oh, I thought you said something about Florida.
I said your name.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Tell everybody who you are then. You want to introduce yourself? Fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my name is Sean. I'm from the D, Detroit. I don't know if y'all are familiar with what the D means, but the D means Detroit.
Hello?
What happened? That was the wrong person.
All right. Hold on.
All right. Listen, Shasta is supposed to be calling me from a 334 number. It's my fault. He's like, what you call me?
Hold on.
Hey, nobody's perfect, but you know what? We could keep it moving. That was hilarious. I'm like, what the fuck did you just say? All right. I mean, I'm saying, nobody's perfect. I waited for him to call in. But anyway, DJ OK, since you're on the line, I got to revive myself. So we got to play that Big Face Dunny track, Ain't Nothing Better. It was definitely crazy. Philly Shine, we're going to get it organized. I'm going to find out where my guest is. He can call him. He's ready. because either way, we're going to keep the show rolling. But definitely, I'm going to show so much love to GT Shadows. We're going to get to know him. He is the only reggae artist that was a member of Wu-Tang Clan, but he's doing his solo thing right now. He has some reggae music.
Hold up. Philly Sean, wait. Run that back. Who was part of the Wu-Tang Clan?
Oh, GT Shatters.
You ain't right now. She listening to you.
Who?
Oh, man. All right.
Who's that? Okay, that was you talking to me, okay?
Yeah, that was me. I'm trying to think.
God is fire, honey.
My bad. I can't think because I'm up here reading something at the same time talking to you. Okay, wait.
Okay.
Who was part of Wu-Tang Clan?
His name GT Shatters. The reggae artist. You'll get to know him. Okay, so just chill back, okay?
All right.
Relax. Key West, you got me. So we're going to play.
Long night tonight.
Yeah.
Showing off Big Face Dunny.
My nigga Big Face Dunny, man. Told y'all new nigga to the game, man. Y'all think Drake doing that shit, man. Y'all niggas just getting in tune with this shit, man. We run the streets. Mark Madness. And my nigga Dunny about to go the fuck in for y'all, man.
We run the streets.
Shout, you know you're my baby. I tell everyone that you my number one lady. But I'm in the streets doing 180. So when I'm with a freak shorty, don't look at me crazy.
Because you know,
ain't nothing better than pussy, except the new pussy.
I'm a smut, I'm a certified slut. I'm three dogs in one. You could call me a mutt. Keep one girl that get it all in that tuck.
Yeah. My nigga Big Face Dunny, man. Told y'all new nigga to the game, man. Y'all think Drake doing that shit, man. Y'all nigga just getting in tune with this shit, man. We run the streets. Mark Madness. And my nigga Dunny about to go the fuck in for y'all, man.
We run the streets.
Shout and you know you're my baby. I tell everyone that you my number one lady. But I'm in the streets doing 180. So when I'm with a freak shorty, don't look at me crazy.
Because you know,
ain't nothing better than pussy, except the new pussy.
Because you know,
ain't nothing better than pussy, except the new pussy.
I'm a pimp, I'm a smut, I'm a certified slut. I'm three dogs in one. You could call me a mutt. Keep one girl that get it all in that tuck. And I creep with other girls that want me all for a buck. Get it wetter than the river, yo. Have them doing more than kissing under mistletoes. Send them to the fiddle, oh. Have them telling all my business on Twitter, yo. No, I stay in new pussy. Ain't nothing better than that except checks. I'll put a hold on sex. I stay so fresh, gunning in that fast lane. Can't stop, won't stop. Haters give me gas, man. And I ain't got a drive. I let my chauffeur dog. I just sit up in the back like Rosa Parks. You know you number one, don't get mad at me. Just ride with your boy, ain't like we married.
Shout and you know you're my baby. I tell everyone that you my number one lady. But I'm in the streets doing 180. So when I'm with a freak shorty, don't look at me crazy.
Because you know,
ain't nothing better than pussy, except the new pussy.
You know I be acting up. How you think I made you back it up? I grabbed you a cup, you tap my cup. Next thing you know, we in the back of the truck. I'm running down, you going down, then I'm going down. Then I drove you down to the crib that your man be holding down. Got you all feeling all open now. Your ass was fat, your waist was slim like some sevens. Your class was set, I passed, no need for the testing. You love the swag, the cash was seeing the message. I was in my bag, I trashed the scene, but not directing. Next week I do the same thing. See a girl get a Mac of a ring ring. Wanna know how she look, what she saying.
thing. Ain't nothing like hearing a new thing thing. When you look in the ride, she full of surprise. Is she winning from the back or she winning from the side? Does she really got a wagon over jeans telling lies? Is she gonna act up when she cracks them thighs? I wanna know.
No.
I wanna know.
No.
I wanna know if she really about it. I wanna know.
I wanna know.
I wanna know.
Is she thorough or she gon' run and gossip?
Hey, Shawty, you know you're my baby. I tell everyone that you're my number one lady. But I'm in the streets to win 180. So when I'm with a freak, shorty gon' look at me crazy.
Because you know,
ain't nothing better than pussy. Except the new pussy. You're my baby. I tell everyone that you're my number one lady. But I'm in the streets to win 180. So when I'm with a freak, shorty gon' look at me crazy.
Because you know,
ain't nothing better than pussy. Except a new pussy.
Because you know,
ain't nothing better than pussy. Except a new pussy.
Alright, so that
well,
that was music from Big Face Dunny. Jamal, hold me down for a second. I think it's the GT right here.
Alright,
we're off now. Thank you. All right, cool. He was holding me down for a minute. We had to get things a little bit organized for the show. But right now, I need everybody who's listening online and who's in front of their computer to Google my guest so that you don't have no questions, because he definitely has a good history. You pay attention. And we're about to show him off from Philly Shine, but welcome, welcome, the real GT Shopper to the show. Welcome back, baby. I'm only introducing you again because I thought somebody else was you like 2 minutes ago. Sorry, sorry, sorry. Wait a minute, hello? Wait a minute. All right, now I got GT on the show. Welcome to Philly Shine.
Man, thanks for having me. Thanks for having me on here. I'm here.
You're here because how about this invite? This is my second time introducing you to the show because I thought a friend of mine was you a little bit earlier. But shout out to my homie Sean Cook representing Florida and his people up in Detroit. But this is my artist right now, my guest for the night, GT Shotter. Welcome back. How you doing?
Man, I'm good. I'm blessed. You know, I'm here in the building. Yeah, everybody listening in, thank y'all for tuning in. You know, let's just make it a good night, a good interview, and have some fun.
You definitely had some fun. Like, I'm sorry, but I had introduced my homie earlier. I gave you, like, a real nice introduction. I was waiting for a drum roll and everything. I was super salty, but it's all good. But I want to introduce you to everybody who I have online. I got Jamal, the CEO of X Squad DJ, put all this together for me.
Okay.
We got my back, even though I'm a crazy bitch. What's up, Jamal?
I got his boss on the line.
Yeah, definitely. Welcome you, Jamie, to Philly Shine. How you doing tonight?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Happy to be here.
That's what's up. Well, that's real good. Let's definitely introduce my co-host for the evening, DJ Buddha Bless, and also my secret DJ for the night, Key West, Eye of the Storm. That's all Philly. Like, this is Philly Shine. So we're going to definitely be able to show off a lot of your music tonight and get to know you a little bit. I gave everybody a little bit of your history, but, of course, I was waiting for you to come on the show. You can also tell everybody about yourself and what you're getting ready to start doing. So the floor is yours. You want to give a little history about yourself?
Man, a little bit about GT Shotta, you know what I'm saying? The first, you know, reggae artist signed to Protect Your Neck Records, you know, definitely showing mad love to the Protect Your Neck crew. You know, that's everybody be on the lookout for that next nine generals of Wu-Tang coming real, real soon. You know what I'm saying? About to be some big things popping. You know, for all of y'all out there that's trying to man up and clan up, you know, you got to stand up and make it do what it do. Go to that www.wucompetition.com and, you know, do what it be heard and let it be do what it do. And, man, we here. You know, I just got a lot of love for everybody out there for showing love for me throughout the years. You know, Protect Your Neck, you know, we in the building doing big, big things. You know, I just got the key to the city, August, you know, last year. You know, we're doing a lot of big things for the kids because, you know, it's all about the kids. They're our future. And, you know, I'm just trying to do what I do. You know, just came from Atlanta, North Carolina, South Carolina last week. So, you know, we just got a lot of things on the plate for 2010 and 2011. You know, just want to show some love back, you know, because when you get love towards you, you got to show that love back. So, you know, I'm just here for y'all. So that's what I'm here on tonight, to do what it do and show love back to everybody. So we here in the building.
That's what's up. And I appreciate how professional you are. Now, what also brings me to my topic for tonight has something to do with you, because
okay.
We wanted to talk about, like, how important is it to cross over, and can you cross over? Because, like, as far as, like, your music and even as a person sometimes, because, like, sometimes I have people who call up into the show and they're not an artist at all. They might be a promoter or just a regular person just joining in, a fan or whatever. But
right.
I say that about you because I had you on the show Tuesday and I didn't have your music. And
right.
you, the flavor you gave me was just, like, really street. It was, like, beautiful. It was, like, so crazy. And then the track that you sent me was just... you know what I mean? Girl, you know. Can you tell me
right.
about the track and how did you come about it? And how would you call it a crossover track?
I mean, I definitely would call it a crossover track. Like, you know, I'm trying to be the type of artist, and matter of fact, to stand correct, that I am the type of artist that I'm going to have something for everybody, whether you're 2 years old or you're 200 years old. You know, you white, black, you green, you yellow. You know, that's what, you know, Protect Your Neck is all about, is just, you know, giving back to everybody and letting them know that we're here. You know, we're not going nowhere. We're going to be here years to come. And crossover is a big, big thing, you know what I'm saying, because it's not just about being a reggae artist, you know what I'm saying? I want to be a reggae hip-hop artist. You know, I got a little bit of R&B, so the album is real, real bananas. It's very universal. And like I said, it's something for everybody. And if you don't like 1, 2, 3, I guarantee you're going to like 4, 5, 6. So that's what it's all about. That's making something for everybody to vibe to.
Okay, that's what's up, definitely. What's the name of your album?
The name of the album is called Not a Game, and that's to let everybody know I'm one of them positive artists out here. I don't believe in cursing and calling the women on and out their names, so this is definitely something that your parents can listen to and that they want to recommend for their young kids. So it's bananas.
That's really good. I curse sometimes, but I'm not so much into degrading, like, women or whatever. Or myself,
right.
like,
right.
but I really
okay.
do appreciate. I appreciate when somebody can't curse, because I curse like a sailor. It's crazy.
I mean, and it's cool. I mean, you gotta do what you do. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing taken away from you. You know, I'm just trying to, you know, bring back that good music, because, you know, it's all about, well, all the strategy and everything going on. It just needs something out there, some positivity. So that's what I try to bring to the world right now.
That is spectacular. I appreciate that. Oh my goodness, do I? Let's see who's on the. Who callers that we have before I actually go into Girl You Know. I wanna play that track first, because, like I said, we were just talking about it a little bit.
Okay.
But let's see who else is on the line. Key West. Who's our first caller? Hello? Wait a minute, I think I might have lost Key West. Let me send him a message.
I sent out a search party for Key West. Don't be shy. Don't be scared.
Key West searching.
Oh, yo, my
right.
fault. I had my phone on mute. My fault.
You know how what you got, your iPhone on, George? You got to slide it.
Yeah, exactly. 317-840, your line open.
Welcome to Philly Shine, 317. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up, Philly Shine? This is DJ Ace from Indianapolis.
Hey, what's good, DJ Ace? My buddy, my Twitter friend. How are you tonight?
I'm good. It's good to meet the pioneers of the game, and good to also talk to my fellow X-Squad DJs that's in the game getting it in.
definitely. That's what's up. Well, yeah, we get ready to show off this music. Yes, I would like to introduce you also to my guest, GT Shotta. We're going to show off him, get to know what's going on with him. He's a very positive brother, and I like the energy. This is really good. We're going to have some fun, and we're going to play Girl You Know right now, Silly Shine, and more to come. Like that, just that old stay together type of music. Stay together, you know what I mean? You gotta have that good music though. I fuck
right,
me.
Right.
Smooth. That was smooth. Who was that? Who was the producer on the track?
The producer and the chorus is sung by Greg Hills of the legendary Delphonics. For all you old school people out there that don't know, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I had to do something different and let y'all know that I'm the only reggae artist in the world in history to ever have an old school group to produce any kind of track or on an album. So, you know what I'm saying? That's a big step for history right there.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I feel like that was like a real nice, smooth, old school vibe, man, that you...
Right.
Okay. Sometimes they only could just be smooth. Oh, hey.
Right. And that's what we need right now for everything that's going on. You know, it needs something where you could just kick back, you know, from that hard day work and just take off your shoes and, you know, just relax and put on that. And I'll take care of the rest.
That's what's up. Yeah, definitely that's real good. Shout out to your music. We got some more stuff because... You're definitely a versatile, you know what I mean? Like, your title track is definitely different. title track. And, girl, you know, like, who's the title track promoting to?
Well, the title track is definitely, you know, taken after the song, you know, Not a Game. So, you know, we had to make the title track for, you know, Not a Game is, you know, because a lot of, you know, artists out here as far as the reggae world and, you know, trying to do this and trying to do that, but they're not really, you know, stepping up to the game like it is. So I'm just letting everybody know that this is not a game and I'm coming, and it's either you get down or you lay down. And, you know, I've been with the best of them. So,
Philly, we understand that. Philly, I think.
Right.
Can't fully vouch for that. Get down and lay down. We know that.
Right. It's the law of the jungle. It's too much. The law of the jungle out here. Kill or be killed. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to kill before anybody come after me. So that's what Now the Game is all about.
That's what's up. And definitely shout out to everybody who we have calling in on the line. I know some of you guys are listening in. And if you have something that you want to say, like if you have a question, please press the number one and we'll open up your line and be able to show off and get to know GT Shada a little bit. You know, we're gonna keep that same vibe going on, like that little stay together vibe, because I did a little love song, you know what I mean? Shout out to my boy G Stacks, the wheelchair bully, on some real aggressive shit. The track Honest Fire featuring G Stacks, Girl Like Me. Check it out. And then we're gonna switch it up a little bit. We gotta cross over tonight. Come on.
Okay.
We're gonna cross over.
Honest, what up?
What's up, G Stacks?
That baby.
The one and only.
If you ever been looking for somebody that you thought might rhyme for you for the rest of your life, and you was a G, or you a girl ass bitch, you gonna dig this song right here.
Let's go.
Released from the trials, I gave you an inch and you took me a mile. I was impressed by the 50-yard line, but you kept going like a daily marathon. And we vibe, our conversations live. I feel like I could talk to you for hours at a time. Shop talk, we never gossip. You and my boss, so let's switch the topic. My bank account check, let's take a vacation. Different outfits just for your decoration. My heart's racing, the standing ovation. I give you what you want, cause you were so patient. Perfect fit, I wasn't made for another. You know how I am in the streets and undercover. You got me feeling like there's no one above us. So daddy, let me feed you, you know that I need you.
I've been all around the world, I've been looking for a girl who wants to take a ride for a G.
And daddy, you ain't never gotta worry about a girl like me. I'ma rise to the tank for an E.
And we can go anywhere you want, shop anywhere you want.
Cause your pockets stay filled with C. And daddy, I'ma stay loyal.
That's the way it is supposed to be.
And that's
surely what it is. I done took you a long way from home. We on the road to the riches. I can feel it in my bones. We in the zone together. We getting grown. Which means you having the time of your life whenever you moan. And we can go wherever you wanna go. Whatever you need, I'ma get it for you. I thought you should know. Then I'm a rider, your first hand provider. No second hands at thrift stores when I'm around you. All you can rock is those take a bonnet and Prada. Christian Louis Vuitton. Shorty know I'm a winner, I'm a mobster. All she eats is steak and lobster for dinner. Whenever we in the city, she feel like I'm a forgetting all. That ain't even in my
depth. I've been around, you've never been arrested.
That's no bullish, the way that you pull this off and get involved. Now I know you a real chick.
No dummy mission, this is unconditional. Love and affection, only real thugs getting. Can you deserve it?
I know I ain't perfect, but this is for certain. I'm something to work with, I'll write my name next to yours and put it in cursive.
Signed and sealed. 5-course meals, dinner for two.
I'm on your hill, shorty, you know the deal.
Green park grills, we shop.
The Audemars watch, got time to chill.
We got so much more to do, I'm included in balance.
I know you got my back, it feels good to be grounded.
Yeah, I've been all around the world, I've been looking for a girl who won't hesitate to ride for a G.
And daddy, you ain't never gotta worry about a girl like me. I'ma ride to the tank for an E.
And we can go anywhere you want, shop anywhere you want.
Cause your pockets stay filled with tea.
Yeah.
and they say there, and they say yeah, and they say there. Cause all I know is weed, weed,
it's
weed, weed. And if you're going in, put your hands in the air, make them say
now
there.
Now everybody put their hands up. When Mr. West hit the club, I got a tendency to throw a couple grands up. I see a few bunnies at the bar. Get tipsy with them later on. Menage a trois. Then tomorrow we can hit the mall. Then after that, same shit, but it won't be with y'all. See, I'm on to the next one. But you can tell your girlfriends that Mr. West got a big I'm on his money hoes and clothes tips. Cutting checks with Jews while you on some gangster bullshit. I'm buzzing, got rappers on my dick, yo. I roll through the hood, I gotta scream, no ho.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they say there, and they say yeah, and they say there.
Yo, I pull the truck up, or I put the top back, system all the way up.
Make them haters drop back.
If them dudes say they better, tell them dudes to stop that. Like the way I ball on my dick like a jock strap. Name a show, me and cuz ain't rock, guaranteed to tear it up, or make the club hot. You can follow me on Twitter, download me at that tip. Catch me in the club, I be sipping on that yak shit. You're a nigga cocky, and I talk greasy, but these niggas can't touch me, nigga, believe me. Y'all too weak, I'm with you, not strong as. When it come to me, you a loser, as long
as. All I know is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Most hated and underrated. I try to put niggas on, their egos get inflated. So I bring them crashing back to earth, right? Then they wanna scream, I'm the fucking bad guy. Now this the big dog jawed. Let me see your bite, I don't wanna hear your bark.
Round back, throw them hands up. Young boy to change up the game, steps his way up. I'm so close to the top, the things that know they can go money. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there. Now we talking about crossing over with your music, and we done been to the pop girl power music. We're controlling this. Then we had that ain't nothing better than pussies hook crazy Drake shitting on song by Big Face Dunny, and of course we had Girl You Know by my guest for the night, GT Shotta. You gotta have some love in it, and of course Honest Fire G Stacks, A Girl Like Me. And then just now, we had a little mix-up. All I Do Is Win mix with Eye of the Storm's own Key West and Vinnie Blanco. That was a mix of, they had R&B, a little bit, a little T-Pain in it. It had T-Pain in it. And that little hip-hop. I love Vinnie. He's such a bully. Shout out to Vinnie Blanco.
Don't forget Young Rel. Young Rel is on that track. Don't forget that.
Oh, Young Rel, sorry. Young Ryder, he always sings to me. He a little boyfriend in training for me. Not Lou Ryder, I'm not cheating. Rawl is just a boyfriend in training. My little young.
We got some numbers on the line. You want to go to some of these calls?
Well, yeah, let's check up the callers and see what's good with them. Who's the first caller that we have?
We got 267-592.
Welcome, welcome to Philly Show. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, this is VVS Stone calling out of South Philly.
What's good? Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine. How are you?
I'm all right, and you?
Just good. Please introduce yourself. Tell everybody, take a little time to introduce yourself to the show. Show off your Facebook, MySpace, or Twitter, or whatever.
I got you. This is VVS Stone out of South Philly. You can look me up, Facebook / VVS Stone Reeves. That's VVS Stone Reiv as in Vegas, ES. Also got a MySpace. You can check out new music every week. MySpace.com/ Stone Rizza. That's Stoneriza. And, you know, I'm coming out of South Philly doing my thing. Shout out to Honest Fire doing her thing. Everywhere. She everywhere, y'all. She everywhere.
And where you going to be at next Sunday?
Next Sunday, I will be at 42nd and Chester at the Diamond Spotlight doing my thing.
I'm a shameless plugging ass. I swear I am. I have my artist, my artist that's a guest for the night or whatever. I do take ownership, GT. I just love everybody. Like, I really do. I feel like I'm showing you off. You're my responsibility. But GT Shada is a reggae artist. He's down with Protect Your Neck, Wu-Tang Clan. Like, if you a hip-hop artist, like, fuck you if you don't like Wu-Tang. You gotta like it. If you don't love him, you gotta like him. Right, Buddha Bless? You gotta like.
You know it.
That you gotta like it. Like, they definitely pioneer. But we're talking about music crossing over. Could you, like, get, like, sum up a little bit how you feel about that? Do you have music that crosses over, or do you have your music that's just, like, for the block or just for the ladies or just for the whatever?
I mean, I pretty much listen to all kinds of music.
As far as you performing, making music.
Oh,
music you make.
Crossover. All right. Well, me, myself, I feel as though, I mean, music is music. So if you got an R&B hook and you got a nice flow with it, I mean, it is what it is. It's whatever. I mean, all music don't sound good, but, you know, it depends on how you put it. You know what I'm saying? It depends on
any of your music that you put out or promote, is it crossover?
Yeah.
Is it just for the block? Is it what?
Oh, no, yeah, I try to go all around, but me, myself, my music is more so club music, like for the radio and for the club, and, you know, I try to get some music that you can ride down, because, you know, if you say, like, real fast, you say, you might go to the club, and the song come on, and you might jump up and get up and do your thing on the dance floor, but if you in your car and it come on the radio, you might not ride down the street and listen to it, so I pretty much try to, you know, hit every avenue that I can. I mean, I stick with my genre, but try to hit every area that I can.
Okay, that's what's up. Nothing wrong with that. Definitely we all can relate to that. Now, let's take another caller or whatever before we get into this next track, this next title track from my boy GT Shadow. We got to switch it up a little bit. Get some hip-hop on for each time. Who's the next caller, Wes?
917-496.
Welcome back to Philly Shine. Hello.
What's up?
Welcome back to the show, Miss Knockout. How are you representing New York all crazy?
I'm good, girl. How you doing?
Definitely, we chilling or whatever. I got my guest for the night, GT Shata. You know, we're not a stranger to Miss Knockout. I definitely got y'all track loaded up into the switchboard. We're going to play that a little bit, but tonight's topic, we're talking about music crossing over. Could you, like, of course, show off on Philly Shine, tell everybody where they can find you, Miss?
Oh, no doubt. This is Miss Knockout. I'm from the Money Making Manhattan, by way of South Jamaica, Queens, you know, out there from 50 Cent Land. Anyway, crossover music, that's all I like. When I write songs, I like to write hits like that anybody could listen to. Like, you know, I could do the gangster stuff, you know, for the showcase or the streets. But when I'm writing and I'm in the studio and I'm putting out stuff and I'm, you know, collabing or whatever, I like to show my best with just doing it all across the board so everybody could enjoy it. So
I don't know if you listened earlier, but Shata definitely, I'm giving you nicknames now. He said earlier he wants to make music if you 2 or 100, like. Like, I think that's, like, really good. Like, you got to be able to really share. I am limited and was crazy, like, myself. Like, I do want to make music for everybody, but sometimes for me and in, like, the title of my album is Mood Swings, I feel different. So sometimes I'll have music and I'll tell my son, no, you cannot listen to it. Like, that's just me being a mom. And then I have other stuff like, yeah, you can listen to it. I think it's important to have everything because, like you said, you could be able to fit in. And that's just me. I wanna fit in. If I'm on a block, I'm in the alley, I'm on a, you know what I mean, a boardroom, and in the club. So that's
yeah,
my
no
music.
Doubt.
That's how.
No.
You know?
Well, I just want to take time out to shout out everybody on the line, though. I know you just jumped right in there, but peace to everybody.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Yeah, everybody, this is Miss Knockout, a really talented artist, businesswoman, hustler.
No doubt about it. Let me ask you a quick question. This is Buddha Bless. Now, is being a crossover, let me ask you on your opinion. You know what I mean?
Who are you asking? You asking Honest or Miss Knockout?
I'm asking everybody that's on the line. Both.
Okay.
Now, I'm an artist, but I'm a DJ, so I got a different view than what y'all got. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as from the street side, when people look at crossover, you know what I mean, as being a customer, they feel as though if you commercial or if you jumping everywhere, you not real. Y'all feel the same?
No, I don't feel the same because I like all types of music. And I wouldn't limit myself. Like, y'all be scary to know that I like opera. Ooh, I said Oscar. I like opera music. I like country music. I don't think I could make country music, and I don't think I could make opera, but I enjoy it. If I could sing it, I would. And I fuck a person head up. You know what I'm saying? I put on my Timbs or whatever. Then I put on a little banging-ass opera gown, and if I could scream in Italian like they do, I would do it. Like, I think that if you try to come out sometimes, and what you're saying, Buddha Bless, because I think a lot of Philly artists get scared to be different because at first when they come out, they're only just this one thing, and they show no versatility. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, of course, if you never shown versatility, and they all of a sudden, wait a minute, how is you all of a sudden T-Pain in now? You know what I mean?
Right.
So that will come across as fake. But I think if you don't, I think you should never limit yourself. I believe.
Me personally,
like, can I jump up in there too?
With it?
Wait a minute, hold on. That's you, Shatter?
Yeah, this is Shatter. You know, this is my area, so I definitely got to jump up in here right quick. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
What a lot of people fail to realize, just like with, you know, protect your neck, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no limits. You know, as far as me, I'm a real versatile artist, and I'm the type that you could put me in a KKK meeting, and I'm going to get them a hell of a show. You could, if I have to go Tampa Bar Mitzvah, I'm going to put one of them things on my head, and I'm going to do what I do. So it's all about, you know what I'm saying, being an artist. If you're an artist, you're supposed to hit up every genre, regardless of what it is. I just had to let the world know that about GT Shatter with the versatility style.
Yo, he going to be at the KKK show, and then once he tell me to see the location, I'm going to blow it up. Make
let me ask
right.
you by doing that, right? Like,
right.
No,
you,
I mean,
if you,
oh, you think
you're going anywhere, like, that's not, is that really who you are? Like, is that really what you stand for? Like,
I mean,
well,
like,
let me,
that's definitely what I
like,
stand
far as
for.
Music
wait a minute. Listen, for everybody on the line, like, we all going to take turns and speak up. But go ahead, Shatter. I got you. Answer that question.
No, I mean, as far as me, I'm definitely that. I'm that versatile artist. Like, you know, my biggest thing is, like I said earlier, it's all about the kids, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not out here talking about the bling and the cars and the cribs and everything else. I'm talking about real life, so that way I can have some of the youngers, you know, following the path that I'm trying to lead. So when they make it, you know, to my age and everything else, that they'll do the same thing. So it's all about being real with yourself. And once your plan is lined up, you could be real with yourself and be real with others. So my thing is, I'm going to speak what comes from the heart. So, you know, I speak about everything.
Right.
You know, you could put me on a rap beat. You could put me on a R&B beat. You could put me on a rock beat. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do what I do because I'm a versatile artist. And, you know, I've been blessed by the blessings up above to have these gifts. And, you know, I'm going to do what I do. And if I can make you feel good, I try to talk to you in tongues if that's what you need. I don't know how to do it, but I'll learn it.
Damn. Yeah, see, like, I feel it. Like, I feel like you definitely, you can't be limited.
Right.
I'd be like, all right, let me learn it. But I will tell you one thing. Like, sometimes people, what I do not respect and what I kind of get irritated by, you know what I'm saying, is when a person does embrace just one thing and then they do it so bad where they diss other parts, you know what I mean? Like, you'll have an artist, I ain't never T-Pain, and I ain't never wearing tight clothes. And then you see him wearing tight clothes, and then I'm done wearing tight clothes. I'm like, that's just, you're confused. Like, that's just.
They're not real. That person's not real. All
that right. Person's not real, right, Keywaz?
They're not real. They're not, like, I see that a lot. Like,
dude.
Cats, you know what I mean? If Jay say red button downs and be grown, cats gonna be grown on track, you know what I mean? If you read,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not supposed to follow a set. You're supposed to be an artist, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's what a lot of cats is doing. Like, when I hear a lot of people now, like, using auto-tune and stuff, like, I laugh at it because, like, you know the studio I go to and stuff, and, like, that's what we've been doing for God knows how long.
Mm-hmm.
People used to come at it and stuff like that, and we kept doing it. Now everybody on our heels with it, you know what I mean? Just because Drake and Lil Wayne and them doing it, you know what I mean?
So yeah, it's
right.
it's about whatever your style is, that's keeping it real as an artist. You know,
yeah.
Like a lot of cats, they look at me like my style, be like, because I don't be all super hood with it, I'm not keeping it real. But what's keeping it real? Talk about drug sales you never had. About the life that you really live. You know what I mean? What's more real?
Exactly. Oh, so real. Me and Key West, like, I swear, if you're from Philly, I love Philly artists. I love everybody who I talk to, but some of the people who I ignore, I laugh at you because I see the shit y'all doing and it's hilarious. Like, you claim you, I'm never wearing tight clothes, and then they got them on. I just get confused. Like, I'm like, who is this guy? Like,
I mean, that's
shout out to my boy Trizzy. I can't wear skinny jeans because my dick don't fit T-shirts. Get them. Check out Trizzy8180 on Twitter. That's my homeboy. What was you gonna say, Knockout?
Oh, I didn't say. I was just kicking back, listening to y'all. I didn't say anything.
Well,
we get
ready to keep it moving. GT Shatter said it's not a game. So, and also I got some music from Benny Basile. He gets so. Street with this song. Like, this shit is fucking real as shit. It's called They Know. We're going to get into that later. But first, we're going to check up on the track from you, my boy, my guest for the night. And I'm going to have to bring you back because you have some more music that I want to show off. I like that joint. What is it? Name Your Brand or something.
Name Brand.
I like Name Brand. I got a chance to at least listen to it, but I can't upload it into the show. So it's
okay.
More to show off. We want to check up on everybody who's calling in. Like I said, if you want to speak up, please press the number one. We will get right to you as soon as the track is finished. But we are talking about crossing over and being versatile. So we got to switch it up a little bit. And got some other shit. Philly Shine, check this out. It's not a game. For GT Shotta.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody wants to be a Shotta, but there can only be one Shotta. Watch out, me go deal with them kids. Watch out. Come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better pack up and run. This is not no game, I don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better pack up and run. This is not no game, I don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better pack up and run. This is not no game, I don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better pack up and run. Man, now you said to me just like a kitty cat. I just cut off your minutes in the pocket like that. I did it be, living in my misery. Still live with his mom, the with his friend. The man who's taking me in the night, then put us in the river, knock out the man's eyes. Come in a bad man, they call me Jesus. Anyone from death, they must be crazy. This is not no game, I don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better back up and run. This is not no game, I don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better back up and run. This is not no game, I don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better back up and run. This is not no game, I don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better back up and run. Baby, talk, it's a lady that is sexy to me. I would still use protection from the HIV. Whatever happens, about you with a sexy body. Both the killers have a man
I'm a daddy, I'm chopper, I'm a bitch. I don't know, be my dog, call me if it's fun. Now you little DJ, you better back up and run. This is not no game, I don't call me if it's fun. Now you little DJ, you better back up and run. This is not no game, I don't call me if it's fun. Now you little DJ, you better back up and run. This is not no game, I don't call me if it's fun. Now you little DJ, you better back up and run. Because me have a leap and she have a leap of Uzi. When we done murder, you be have a kid, your family. Nobody is a man, nobody is a lady. It don't matter if you're white or you're black or Chinese. Because we big in the town, we big in the country. Anything contest, they must be crazy. It's a big in the dance, we big in the party. I'm a real gunman in the whole world, you see. Come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better back up and run. And this is not no game, I don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better back up and run. This is not no game, I don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better back up and run. This is not no game, I don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better back up and run.
Yeah, and I saw y'all that all park up and leave the PFD. A number one top shot, the DJ shot that there with them kids.
That beat is fucking crazy. Damn. Damn, I got the message. I fucked with the message in the song. It's not a game. Protect yourself from HIV. I was listening. I know a little bit of. I be getting my Jafakin on sometimes. I understand the pots why a little bit. Little bit. Jafakin, man, because I'm a Yankee. I don't be real with that at all, man. I be faking. I'm just joking. But yeah, that was.
Callers on the line.
Yeah, we're going to check up on some of the callers. Like I said, tonight. We showing off my guest, GT Shotta. That's not a game. Who's the next caller we have? Key West. We're going to talk about the song.
We're going to 267-271.
267-271. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's good? This is Bama. Bama, man. Uptown Philly is where I'm calling from. Stan Avenue.
That's you know
what's
good. Shout out to AV Days. Yes, I used to run that school. Love it up there.
Stand right there. One stand.
But that was good.
Buddha, where you at, dog?
What's up, Tampa?
Yeah, Buddha is definitely my co-host for the night. Take some time to That's what's up. Show yourself off. Are you an artist also, or are you just calling to support?
Yeah, I'm definitely. We got a little organization. It's called That Boy Nice. You can look that up on the book on MySpace, DatBoyNiceNT. That Boy Nice Entertainment. Look that up on
that
the book.
That Boy Nice Entertainment. I know That Boy Nice Entertainment. What's good? Welcome to the show.
Man.
How you doing? Just honest.
Trizzy probably already told you about it. What we doing? To the, we about to do. To
Trizzy, I know you. What do you mean?
Yeah, you know.
All right,
I'm here.
Thanks so much for calling us, sweetheart. Who's the next call we got? Key West. Appreciate that boy. Nice is definitely a movement. Check out that boy. Nice ENT. Big up everybody calling in. It's important.
Has, quick something.
Huh?
Not say quick something. Oh,
yeah.
I say quick,
yeah.
Something real
what?
Quick.
Of
yo,
course.
Everybody check out my show. Like, you know what I mean? It's on Wednesday night at 6. I mean, if you're an artist, you got some music, holler at me. You can just hit my phone so I can give you all the info so I don't take up too much time.
No. Definitely just shout out the email, too, because there's a lot of people listening online that could stream it and archive and download. Be thorough. You can't
look, I just give them my number, you know what I mean? So they can go at it from there. It's 215-200-0601. That's 215-200-0601. Because you know these black folk, you know what I mean? When you give them email address, they can't spell it anyway. Say, no, I'm joking.
But he's joking. He is so joking. Everybody black is not, you know, incapable of writing that email address. But we're going to see. Like you said, the lines, we're going to check out everybody else who's on the line. I hope everybody got a chance to listen to the song. This is not no game. That beat was fucking crazy. The message was crazy, too. I fucks with GT. Who's the next caller we got, QS?
We got 918-906.
Okay, yep. That's DJ. Okay, back on
yep.
the line. Okay.
Yeah, my bad. I'm back on the line and everything. And I'm loving the records from what's his name again?
GT Shaka.
Oh, also I appreciate you putting my uncle on the course of the record as part of Delphonics. I appreciate that. I really do.
Oh man, that's what we do, man. So I love. You know what I'm saying?
See, look at that. Yeah, that's wick. How you got some connections to Philly? Let me find out.
Well, it's a long story about my family with that. But anyway, I just came to ask GT a question. GT, my question is this: since you're a versatile artist, I really personally think that's real good because you're an artist, and if God is giving you that craft to do it, then do it. My question is this.
Right.
How do you feel doing it as a reggae artist? Because I've never heard no artist like that be reggae and be versatile. Because to me personally, you're the first.
Okay.
I've never heard nobody like that.
Okay,
so I listen to a lot of reggae, but I've never heard no one versatile like you. So how do you feel about that?
Man, first of all, you know, I want to appreciate the love that you're showing. And, I mean, you know, this is what I do. You know, it's just, you know, it needs to be something different. You know, just like, you know, a lot of people is underestimating, you know, Protecting Neck Records. You know, we all about versatility. You know, you just got to, you know, take certain tasks, how they come to you. And I'm the type of person, you know, the music talk to me. A lot of people write and then listen to the music, but I'm the opposite. You know, I let the music talk to me and I do what I do. And, I mean, I feel real good about it because, you know, to be with a powerful, you know, group that been out there for so long and been, you know, doing certain movements, you know what I'm saying, it's good to know that y'all appreciate me, you know, to try to take that torch and move forward, you know what I'm saying, and that's where, you know, Protecting That Records is all about. It's the forward process, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I want to thank you for acknowledging that, and, I mean, I feel real good about it, and I hope to make, you know, the next 10, 20 years, you know, doing the same thing and just making everybody feel good and come together as one. So I appreciate you for noticing that as well.
Yeah, that's what's up. I appreciate
it. Yeah, especially
for us. You got me, baby. But we definitely got to show a lot of love. I appreciate that. And then sometimes, I feel a lot of music. And then I think sometimes reggae is an easy genre to cross over and blend with. You know what I mean? I don't know if you could relate with me, Shata, but some of the other songs, like, it's been regular songs that's hip-hop, and then I hear, you know what I mean, a reggae rendition, and I'm taken somewhere else. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like,
right.
I feel like that is really powerful. Like, you're able to get a message out over some crazy-ass beat, just like, it's not a game. I love that, Jordan.
Man,
and,
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Big ups to you.
Okay. Oh, another thing, too, you know what I'm saying, because I'm getting a lot of hits up on the Twitter, so I just want to get my information out there. You know, everything is myspace.com, twitter.com. It's GTEESHOTTA. You know, y'all make sure y'all come and show the label some love. We at, you know, WuTangManagement.com. WuTangManagement.com. Y'all make sure y'all come through so y'all can see what's going on. And like I said, y'all definitely be looking out for that next 9 generals of Wu-Tang, you know, doing big, big things. And that's at WuCompetition.com. And, you know, y'all show y'all love because we here, we taking a stand, you know, for all y'all that's trying to be out here and trying to come under this W and be under Protect Your Neck. You know, this is an opportunity for y'all for the next 9 generals. So make sure y'all definitely come out and support us, and we're going to support y'all. So I just had to get that out there.
Of course, no problem, man. We will definitely support. One thing I promote on Philly Shine is working and people doing stuff afterwards. Like, I just had Drag on my show on Thursday, and him and QS already getting ready to cook up something, and I'm ready to cook up something with him, too. So it's definitely all about the collabs and keeping the unity, you know what I mean, keeping it up.
Well,
do you have any
– Yeah, let me know, because I got some ingredients for that flavor, too, you know what I'm saying? We're going to make that dish real good.
We're going to put you on
the hook.
We're going to put you on all these – we got you.
It's already done.
Do you have any upcoming events that we need to pay attention to, or – any other websites where we can, like, check out you, like, your YouTube or whatever?
man, everything, YouTube, MySpace, Twitter, everything is, you know, slash that GT Shotter, GTEESHOTTA. I mean, it got a lot of big, big things in the mix. You know, we got, you know, plannings for a couple of tours and everything going on. Like I said, I just came from Atlanta, North Carolina, South Carolina last week. So, I mean, the roster is crazy for 2010, 2011. And, you know, I'm going to be in the city near y'all real soon. And, you know, if y'all see me, come show me some love up on the pages. Because if you write me, I'm the man that's operating them. I'm going to write y'all back. That's how real I am with it. And when y'all see me in the club, let me know that y'all know who Shotta is. Y'all come hang out in the VIP with me. We do what we do.
That's what's up. And I appreciate that. And I would like everybody who's listening to understand this. Like, Philly Shine, I named it that because I love my city, but I'm showing off everybody. You know what I mean? I've had Kebo Cyrus on my show, Billy Ray Cyrus' brother. Like, he's 100% country. So I show love to everybody. Like, we will get it in. Do we have any other calls? Because I got some other music. I got to put DJ OK on to some more music.
Yeah, we got plenty of other calls. You
want to
go to a couple more lines?
Yeah, let's say hi to everybody so we can acknowledge them and then, you know, right, we can listen to this music.
We got 610-927.
610, welcome to Sleep Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Mr. Baller House Entertainment.
Oh.
Hi.
Hey,
hi. What's good?
601. That's Mississippi.
Okay, in the building.
Mississippi in the house. Hey, what's good? Shout out to you, Baller. I know y'all definitely getting it in all crazy, but I would like to introduce you to my guest for the night, GT Shot. This is Baller House, a real heavy promoter. They call him the P. Diddy of the South. He's fine.
What's good, fam? Okay.
Man, what's good?
Man, hey, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. What's good with you?
Man, getting ready to do this party with your host lady over there. We come down and try to set something up in June, July. Come first time being in Philly, so we try to do a big first party. Be down there, so trying to come with the guns.
Yeah, maybe we could all get together. Did you Baller House? Did you get a chance to check out that music that we was playing?
Oh,
you
11.
On it?
Yeah, I'm loving it. I like that.
We definitely, Baller House is definitely a part of X Squad DJs and connected to my baby Lou Ryder. Much love to Mississippi, but you hold on. I'm going to keep your mic open. We're going to keep going and check for the other callers or whatever. That's
right.
The South. Get them.
Okay.
At least these pictures. I'm trying to waste time.
Definitely going to have a shot on that bill, too. Then, you know, Shotta definitely got to get on that bill. The first show, you know, we got to make it a madness.
Bring it, like Shotta. I stay busy in Philly. We stay busy. Let's get busy. But
okay.
And I gotta bring Miss Knockout to Philly. Damn sure, right? You coming too? Is that 917 number still there?
Oh, I'm here, man.
Okay. Yeah, you can keep her open.
All
right. That's fine.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, Knockout. Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, I had disconnected before. What's up?
No, I was saying we gotta welcome you to Philly also. But
oh, no doubt. You know, I'm always ready for action. It's not a thing.
Get them.
While I'm up on the line, I just want to give a big shout out to GT Shotta. You know what I'm saying? He's a special kind of artist. I think the world's gonna embrace him. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
so,
appreciate that.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do too. I think your personality is A1. Plus 100. That's
right, because the homeboy was talking about crossover, but in this day and age, I believe it's no crossover. Like, a hit is just a hit. The people either going to like it or they're not going to like it. You know what I'm saying? It could be as good as Jay-Z, or it could be something hot like the Black Eyed Peas. So I think it's no such thing as a crossover. It's all about making a hit or...
No, crossover means a different genre, like a music.
Oh, I know what it means.
It
means the,
yeah,
right,
like
Jay-Z,
instead of you just doing rap music,
of course,
R&B rap, that's crossing over. You want to do a pop rap, you know what I mean? It could be a hit any genre, but you're still crossing over. Like,
right, it's a crossover, but I'm saying Jay-Z, he keeps it hood, but he always props crossover, and you can hear him on his Z100. That's the crossover station. When you're
ready,
so that's the point I'm trying to make.
I don't
you know what I'm saying?
Music. But no, I mean, I understand your point.
That.
I'm talking about a hit now. I need a hit out of this. No.
Wait,
Buddha Bus wanted to say something.
That's like, you know what I mean, just to clear that up, what I was saying as far as that's like a lot of people love Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill got thousands of viewers, probably even millions, you know what I'm saying? And when she changed up her look, she went commercial. She went to the weaves. She said, forget the nappy head. I'm going to go to the weaves, the makeup. She lost a lot of people. So that's what
True.
I mean when I ask that. She lost a lot of viewers because people felt as though she wasn't real as far as with the message she was sending. And now she changed up and went commercial.
I wanna touch on it because that's real. And then sometimes, and then I'll have Drag on. He's on the show. Like, I'm gonna be 100. Like Wyclef, we had him on a million DJ call last August, and he spoke highly of Lauryn Hill during that last call. But it was one interview where he was on Power 99. And he was just talking about how he made her. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you ever heard of Buddha Bless, but he really said he made her to be that artist that she was. He wrote for her. You know what I'm saying? She was just singing. So sometimes, and it's like Dragon said, like artists, they want stuff so bad, they go into it. You know what I mean? They like, oh, I know this is not for me, but I still want it, and they still go for it. And then you don't hear from them no more because I don't know. Like, Lauryn Hill, we miss you. Like, the fuck? Put the fucking dreads in. You draw.
Honest, I think that's the difference between an artist and a singer and a rapper. Like, as an artist, you're coming to the table. You can write your own stuff. You can produce your own stuff. Even if you can't make beats.
True.
You can produce your own stuff. You know what I mean? You can produce your own image and stuff like that. A rapper and a singer, you basically point them in the direction that they're going.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and on some real shit, it's hard to come back. Like, if somebody made you, you know what I mean, and they said this is how you're going to dress or whatever, and, yeah, you try to come on some old, totally other stuff, it's got to be finesse. Like, you got to be on some, who could finesse stuff like that? Prince? Like, it's not many. Like, who calls Beyonce?
I don't even know how many years, like 10 years. Right?
Uh-huh.
So your whole career is that. It ain't no changing.
True.
That's like Jay-Z. That's like Jay-Z going and now he went from owning a basketball team to being he going to do valet parking.
No, hell yeah, that's just bullshit. We're not talking about...
I'm just saying. It's like, it's still a changeover.
It's not a fit. Like,
nobody's going to respect you.
Yeah, you can lose respect. I'm not saying go and be weird. You know what I mean? I'm not saying go and just go ahead and abandon everything that you were before, because that's what a lot of artists do. Like, they're trying to find themselves. And I say it's more power to it, but sometimes you're like, we don't believe it. You know what I mean? Like, you definitely can't believe it all the time.
There's also a big difference between being real to yourself and progression. As you get older,
exactly.
Like, you're supposed to progress in life. Like, look at Jay. When he first started out, you know what I mean, he was kind of on a reckless tip. All he did was talk about the bodies he had, the drugs he sold. You know what I mean? Now he changed, and a lot of people say, you know what I mean, oh, he's frauding now, da-da-da-da-da. Like, do y'all really want this multi-millionaire to talk about the block? Like, how is that fraud? To me, that's just progression.
Who, far as Jay?
Yeah, as far as...
Nah,
as far
I'm not
as,
even
like,
going.
I'm
not even going to issue him.
Now, as far as Jay-Z, you know what I mean? I don't really support
Jay-Z. See, Jay-Z, I mean, Jay-Z
like,
made it because of who he is, you know what I mean? And I don't even want to get in this because it becomes into politics. He don't support poor people. He support rich people. So that's how he really made it, you know what I'm saying? It's who he know and what he know. It ain't on the rap. It ain't got nothing to do with music.
But on some real shit, though,
so now
I got somebody for you, Buddha Bless. I got somebody.
Because I had my homie on my show, AD. He was working with Kanye. He was working with Jay-Z. He was working with everybody. And I told him he'd be scaring me sometimes on Facebook, talking about all the stuff that he know. But we're going to definitely bring him to Philly Shine. Now that I got my co-host, Buddha Bless, I feel like I can handle AD and his secrets. But we're going to leave that alone and keep it moving on the show or whatever. Because I want some more music. Like, GT Shallot did a track with Miss Knockout, and we're going to definitely talk about that and show off also my homie Benny Basil, They Know. You got that track from, is it Women? Is there any more callers?
Yeah, there's a couple more. You want me?
Let's say hello. Yeah, let's say hello. I mean, if it's anybody else who wants to say hi, just press 1. We're going to give you a chance to show off, get to know GT Shallot, and definitely continue with the show. I'm having fun. I like this topic. We all discussing it. That's what's good about a topic when you have discussions about it. But who's the next caller, Wes?
Yo, Earl Jones, D.
732-996. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Oh, Earl Jones. I'm calling from a universal and global and spiritual shout out tonight. And I'm gonna shout out Miss Knockout. First and foremost, she just got real chick that do what she do. You know what I'm saying? Ain't too many female rappers up in the game doing what she do. And I understand where her struggle comes from. And she's actually making good hip-hop music.
Is she? Isn't she?
Look. You know what it is? Sometimes we get, I like that brother. The brother that was talking, we getting a little older. And that's cool. That's what we do. And then we still are able to make great hip-hop music. Knockout does that. She does it. I'm an artist myself. The name is Earl Jones. I don't give fuck what nobody doing. Personally, when it comes to me, my style is so dope that I don't need no deal. And I don't need acceptance from nobody. But if I'm listening to her music, she just got good-ass hip-hop music.
That's what's up. And thank you so much for showing my girl love. It's real appreciative and very appreciated. That's my girl. We're going to show off her collab with GT Shotta coming up. Now, who's the next caller that we have? Key West. I know you got me, baby.
I got you. It's 267-562.
267, welcome to Philly Shine with Honest Fire, Buddha Bless, X Squad, G Shallot. What's good?
Get your shine on, get your shine on. What's that place? You know I get my fly on. What's good?
This is one of the flyest niggas in Southwest. Welcome to the show, baby. I got an artist, GT Shallot, a very humble, banging artist, if I do say so myself. Please meet Ace, Airplane Ace, Southwest Philly on.
What's going on?
What's good, big boy?
Ain't shit, man, you know, chilling, grinding, man, getting ready for this 80s party, Crush Groove, you know what I mean, / video shoot for my official single produced by DJ Exclusive, ready to party. You know what I mean, it's
okay.
Saturday, April 3rd, man, so, you know, it's definitely going to be a big event, man. Honest, I hope to see you there. You know, anybody that's going to be in the early area.
I'm going to be there early.
Okay.
Come through,
tell
man.
Tell everybody the address real fast before I
you know,
get to the topic or whatever.
Okay. Keita's Lounge, Rise of Sun and Living Street. $5 to get in for the fellas. Ladies in free all night. 80s dress code strict because, I mean, this is a mainstream look for me. I don't need nobody half-stepping. You know, everybody come out and have a good time, you know, and it is what it is, man. A lot of special guests will be in the building.
Ace, that's what's up. Thank you so much for calling in, honey. I'm going to support him. And we're going to definitely get into that music from Airplane Ace on my Tuesday show. I got to have you on with Big Face Dunny and the rest of my Philly niggas. C-Luck, Big Face Dunny, Airplane Ace on Tuesday show, and more music from GT Shallot. So,
can I get a request?
No, I don't do requests.
Oh, I can't have that. You can't play that ready to part.
I just said I don't do requests. Shit, didn't you just hear me say I'm playing it on Tuesday?
This is how you do it.
Everybody on listening to the show.
Listen.
We had Jack Daniel on the show last Sunday, and he asked for a request, and we know what happened. We do not do requests on the show. I don't do requests. Like, I don't. I play the music. I'm showing off with my peoples. Like, I got
you. Better need to show off the hottest nigga in Philly. I'm saying it. Who want to go record for record? Let's go. Let's go.
We got you, Ace. We got you, Ace. I really am going to talk to him about trying to take over the show while I'm on the show. But it's cool. We're going to keep it moving. Much love to Airplay Ace. I show him so much love. I was just on a Bigger Cheese show, and I was just talking about that shit yesterday. They definitely doing their thing. I want him to talk about crossing over, but he just running his mouth. But much love to my boy. It's big ups. It's so much Southwest love. It's stupid. It's crazy. But, you know, it's my show. it's our show. But like I said, I'm getting ready to play the song from Benny Basil, and then we're going to get back to closing out the interview and getting to know G Shotta with the collab with him and Miss Knockout. What is it? It's called Movie? Wait a minute. I don't have it in front of me right now.
I got it.
Shotta, what is it called?
Movie in there.
It's called Movie in Here.
Movie in Here. What is that about? Like, what is that song about?
Man, you know when you're going up in the clubs now and the scene and it's like a movie up in here. So, you know, we just had to do something for the club, you know what I'm saying? So for all you DJs out there feeling it, you know, thank y'all. And for y'all that don't have it, y'all need to get on that. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those situations, too. Get down and lay down before you be left in the cold.
Hey, get down and lay down, left in the cold. We're going to get into that, but we still into the hip-hop. We're going to get to Benny Basil, and then I got some more music that I'm trying to show off. Big Face Dunny, Nigga What? But we're going to go into Benny Basil. This is called They Know. This shit is real. Feel this, y'all. Like, Key West, I know you're going to love this track, too.
What's up, by the way? Nicole. Yo, Benny. Walk with me.
Ahead of my class, which means niggas levels I pass. By far, I planes over car, y'all gas. I mash, I'm the rap over car, y'all trash. I dash like a 40, y'all 0 to 60. And stab like a sports car, who won it with me? It's bad, I'm older than y'all. With way more wisdom, way more style. 12 off, way more pistons. I've been fucking the game, dog style. Skipped admission, twist and turned out without licking the kitten. Then I skidded and burned out. I knew my position, I had to choose. So it was either you or that kitchen, I needed food. So what else gon' stop a nigga hunger pain? Cause ain't no pussy gon' make me miss that money train. So once the money came, the head felt better. She used to stay up, now she sucks till it's drained. Tell her bitch giddy up like a horse, cause I'm the cure for her pain.
I really think it's time niggas need to know how nice I am, how nice I am. And if they don't, they running later, they slow. But I'ma really make sure that they know. Make sure that they know. I really think it's time niggas need to know how nice I am, how nice I am. And if they don't, they running later, they slow. But I'ma really make sure that they know. Make sure that they know.
Like, even when I'm broke, why the fuck would I complain? Got a gift I could charge about 100 just for game. This real shit to sum it up and make it plain. I'm this shit wherever I sit, gon' leave stain. I don't do this for the glitz. I do this for my niggas doing this. Who stood tall and ain't snitch? I do this for that nigga with 15 and on a 10 to 20 sitting at the 6th parole hit. I do this for the pole chicks in the struggle who take off their clothes and strip but just to get a cover. And not to justify wrong, but this greedy ass world told you sex sells and you look better in that song. Poor choices, but why would I blame sis? When most of y'all fucking suck for bucks, so that's the same shit. A different class, same cost to me. So a pretty hood chick ain't no different from a corporate freak.
I really think it's time niggas need to know how nice I am, how nice I am. And if they don't, they running later, they slow. But I'ma really make sure that they know. Make sure that they know. I really think it's time niggas need to know how nice I am, how nice I am. And if they don't, they running later, they slow. But I'ma really make sure that they know. Make sure that they know.
top or be judged. Stand firm, won't rock, no, will he budge. Won't tip over even when I see blood. Been dragged on my face, both knees in the mud. So how you figure I will not appease to the sun? When it struggles 100 degrees of pure sun. Enough to blind you, cost one, let me remind you. Porcelain ain't marble, but it's still gonna shine too. I feel like most rappers is Shy Moe. I was in the can on a dime with five and before Shine Blue. So that's probably why you can't feel a nigga. Ask the pen who the realest nigga. They don't tell you, ask again who the real gorillas. The true silverback. Smoke you like kite with no filters on the back. Shows a liking to the OGs. Fuck Mike, cause they ain't play ball. No, they got filthy off of crack. I really think it's time niggas need to know how nice I am, how nice I am. And if they don't, they running later, they slow. But I'ma really make sure that they know, make sure that they know. I really think it's time niggas need to know how nice I am, how nice I am. And if they don't, they running later, they slow. But I'ma really make sure that they know, make sure that they know.
Appreciate your opinion. I appreciate your confidence. Definitely a real crazy DJ. Keep it rocking. I like you. I like how no nonsense you are. One thing I'm going to say about Buddha Bless, he don't take no shit. He used to be so funny at Industry Tuesdays. G Shotta, like, I don't know if you go, if you've been to, like, open mics and stuff like that. You know how crazy, you know how crazy it could get with artists. Am I next? Am I going on? You know what I'm saying? You ever have an experience like that at an open mic, like just worried about if you're next or what's that?
That used to be me.
Would you be like next to the DJ at the DJ booth, like here's the CD or whatever, whatever?
Right. I used to be following the person around with the paper, like, okay, when I'm coming, when I'm coming. Right.
Yo, but like one thing about Buddha Bless, he used to be so smooth about it, you couldn't get mad at him. And I would just watch, cause I'm a person I would sit up there by the DJ booth or like near, and then there'll be always somebody come up, here's my DJ. All right, yeah, I got you. Buddha Bless, definitely you keep your cool. You gotta teach me how to keep your cool.
You should never let a person take you outside the square, or if they do, never let them see it. Because if you let them see it, they're going to always know how to get over on you.
Get over. They know how to get their ass whooped is my philosophy. Like, there you go.
Right.
Get your ass kicked. Okay.
I can make a person mad trying to make me mad because they can't figure out what makes me mad.
That's what's up.
Teach me that shit, right? You can respect that too, Shotta?
Man, I could definitely respect that. That's why, you know, I went from the square to the circle, you know what I'm saying? Because there's only room for me in the middle. Everything else is falling off. So, you know what I'm saying? I went from the square to the circle in this.
Okay.
So you already know. Right.
Yeah, you gotta definitely stay focused, man. But I'll just shut up because, you know, my thing to keep me out of this trouble, if I ain't got nothing nice to say, I'm going to shut up because I've been in.
Right.
Fuck. I will slap you.
Nowadays, you never know who around, who watching. Like, that might be your next distribution. You never know who's around.
Right.
Exactly. You know what? You damn sure
think,
right. That's why I
open,
shut up.
Open mic lists are the most annoying thing in the world. Being the person that do open mics, I hate open mic lists. Like, I officially hate them.
You got it better than I got it. I hate open mics. Just because it's like open mics ain't what they used to be. Like, people, there's no respect in open mics like how it used to
be. Yeah, it's not. I
but
mean, I remember like even back at old Industry Tuesday, the old Industry Tuesday, let me say that. You know what I mean? Like, most people, we used to all stay to at least like 12 o'clock. Uh-huh. Now these cats perform and they out like bye.
But you know what? You know what's crazy? And those are the type of people who really don't want nothing. And I'ma say that in all actuality, or you just came there for nothing. You was there for nothing. You didn't want nothing out of the venue. You just wanted to show off whatever song it was, whether if it resonated or not, you know what I'm saying, and then just leave. I myself, I love it. And what I don't like about it is, yeah, sometimes it is some artists who mindset or they rotten already and they can't really handle sharing or being a team player or waiting their turn or supporting another person. Like, and then on some real shit, those are people who are not called back, you know what I'm saying? And I really like to keep
it moving. That's the difference, like what I was saying. That's the difference between an artist and a rapper or singer. As an artist, you want to go there. You want to check out what other people are doing. You want to see the competition. You know what I mean? You want to see how you measure up. You want to, somebody you may like. You know what I mean? You want to connect with them. But a rapper or a singer just goes there to rap or sing and be out. Like, what did you just accomplish by just going and performing and not connecting with nobody?
Nay, right. Man.
Unless you GT Shadow, where I'm just coming in and trying to destroy everything.
Hey, and then and that's what you do. You gotta do that. I know. I'm sure you're gonna fall back. You ain't gonna just leave like, all right, I'm done with y'all. Like, come on now. Like, you ain't. I don't even know nobody who does that. Any story I've ever heard, except for when Lil Wayne tried to come to Philly, quick exit. Quick exit. Crazy. That was funny. But like, you know what I mean.
Next song.
No, you know what? I just wanted to say, just real fast, like, sometimes you have to want to get to know your fans and get to know fellow people around you, because then maybe they could be a fan. I'm an artist, but I'm also people's fans, too. But, yeah, let's go into these callers, introduce them to GT Shatter, and then we're going to check out Movie and hear Miss Knockout featuring GT Shatter. Like, I appreciate you on the show. We had fun. We talk about crossing over, too. Who's the next caller we have, King?
We got 267-242.
Welcome,
welcome.
T. Brown,
headbang in the building.
Headbanger, entertainment. Welcome.
Yo, I'm sitting here listening. I'm laughing my ass off when y'all said open mic list.
Yo, I hate that thing.
Do you know me of all people? I think I'm the humblest dude in the city. Because you know how many artists I still would love to line up right now and knock them the fuck out?
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it real.
Oh, man, keep it
but
real.
But I'm a businessman. I can't do that. I'm not going to do that. You know how many artists just follow you around? Yo, what I'm going on next? Yo, I give you $100 to go on next. But guess what? Your artist want to pay me $100 to perform, but didn't network with nobody. But you gonna waste your money, and you already paid to get in.
You don't have.
I'm not gonna take your money,
DJ man.
Yeah, that's.
You know what?
Listen,
hey, look, I'm gonna tell you what I've learned. What I'm gonna tell you on that one. That's true. But what I've learned is to try to take pressure off of the DJ. So I have, who I work with, I make sure they give me the music. Y'all barely bother to
be. But you know what? That's key. You know, on some real shit, I like what Tommy Brown said because I've seen him actually do that. Like, Tommy Brown won't leave the DJ's side. So it's host and DJ, and sometimes you do have to have that connection or whatever. But, I mean, we're going to talk about it a little bit more. I want to get into this last song from Tommy Brown. I have to introduce you. Like, G-Shotter, this is Tommy Brown. He is definitely a really, 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 really big guy in Philly. Like, they have the video show, Headbanger videos, coming soon to Network TV, and so much more. But this is GT Shatter, the only reggae artist from Protect Your Neck, Wu-Tang.
Oh, what's going on, doggy?
Man, I'm good. Man, another thing I want to do, man, for people like yourselves and everybody else, and on, you know what I'm saying? I'm down for collabs. You need me for anything. I'm in the building. You know, I just want y'all to get a pen and paper. You know, let's hit it up. 770-873-2573. That's 770-873-2573, man. I don't care what it is. You know, whatever you're doing, I want to be a part of it, man. That's how I roll. No matter what, anytime I'm available, I'm there. So I just want y'all to holler. Let's take over the city like Pinky and the Brain. You already know.
They want a world, so we want the world, baby.
Before you get into the next joint, listen, y'all, it's going down this Thursday at Plush Nightclub. Like, the shit is going to be crazy. Like, you know what I mean? We got my man LP on the bill, Meek Millie, Maino,
EQ Philly,
DJ Freak Nasty, my man birthday party. So, you know I mean, y'all need to come out. We going to have a good time, you know what I mean? So
shout out to DJ Freak Nasty. He going to teach me how to do the Wu-Tang because I can't dance. Wu-Tang. We're gonna fuck it up. I'm going to definitely be in the building, Plush. And I'm going to do Philly Shine Live Thursday night. Plush is going down. But let's check it out, a movie in here. And then I got everybody on the line. We about to switch the topic a little bit to open mic because on some real shit, it'd be crossover as hell. Anybody remember that alien guy that came to the industry Tuesday that night?
Derek Scott.
You remember him, Buddha? Was you there, Key West?
Man, you know what? It was some weirdos you did on industry Tuesday, man. Seriously.
What about the guy that was painting dancing? Hold up. This man was painting. He was juggling scarves. Remember him? Oh, God. Whew, so bad. GT, we be entertainment.
That's quit. That's the difference between hip hop and entertainment, man. Entertainment is what I don't really agree with because it's just about a dollar. It's not about soul
exactly.
coming from the heart. That's
exactly.
that commercial stuff that I really don't agree with. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And that's where I look at the crossing over. Like when you say crossover, that's a part of crossover. And when it comes down to that, I don't agree with crossing over.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all been hearing so much about this Plush, man. Y'all need to plug me in and let me know because I think they need some shout out up in Plush. I be hearing so much about Plush all the time.
Shout out to Diaz.
Right.
Oh, well,
I'm going to have to do it up. I'm going to have to get some stock in the Plush or something because I heard it's always going down.
Yeah, they got the little beds in there. Plush is too cute and comfortable. But you ain't never been to Plush. Key West. Key West would love Plush. Key West and Plush.
I'm going to bring y'all out this Thursday.
All right, well, we check out a movie in here, Miss Knockout, my girl, and GT Shotta. Definitely doing big things.
Yeah, I'm original Mr. GT Shotta. Last time the sweetness of a car, Miss Knockout. Miss Knockout. Hear this one. Turn them up. Yeah.
Down the block, crew walk right through, dress painted on, like Picasso caught a blue nail. New York kitten and Luciani, rolling with dudes, last name Marciani, a sea of celebrities, every kind of pedigree, I'm feeling kind of finicky, I need a shot of Hennessy. No problem, we got the bar, dancing on couches like we all stars. Hey, Mr. DJ, play that heat, man, drop it to the floor like I'm making a movie. Real good tonight, and I'm looking around seeing my
I'm a number one brick on the Timberland hit. Miss Knockout G shot of yo, tell her what it is.
Yeah.
Big ups. You gotta have a movie in here tonight. Who was that screaming in the background? Let me find out. I got some other old school people hitting. Who was that? Shata, GT.
Yeah.
Who was that in the background?
That was all me doing a little background this. You know what I'm saying? That's the versatility we talking about. That's that versatility.
Okay. You know what? Get it. Get it in. Some people, they can't pull off. All right, so you doing, you singing too. I fucks with it.
Man,
you
I'm
gotta,
trying to do it all, you know.
You got to do it all. Definitely had a good time showing you off. He has some other hip-hop music, y'all. I love this joint, brand name. That joint is crazy. But I'm going to show off some more of his music Tuesday and beyond. And just like Shata said, he shouted out that number for everybody to get in touch with him. He's accessible. We're going to get off. He's into showing off. He wants to take over the world. 770-873-2573. Check out everything online. Please Google him. Get to know him. You might have a connection with him somewhere because he's going everywhere. And make a connection with him. Like, you're a real good, humble dude. I appreciate you on the show tonight. Shout out to Ms. Knockout for joining me. And everybody else who calls in to support, and the DJ Ace, DJ OK, DJ Buddha Bless, my co-host, right? You help me now. Is there any final thing you want to say before we go into talking shit mode on Philly Shine? Because we got some shit to talk. Tommy Brown, you still with me?
Nah, Tommy hung up.
Okay, well, we're going
to
see you.
Yeah, well, this GT shot, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm about to go catch this flight. But my thing is, I want to say, I just want to thank y'all so much. Okay, I don't know what that's about, but I still want to thank y'all so much for having me on the show. You know, without y'all, you know, there's no artist. I just want to let y'all know from the heart that I appreciate y'all, and I'm going to see y'all real big because, you know, y'all got to bring me down to plush so we could do what we do.
Yeah, so, and Mill Freak with me first Sunday. Definitely
okay.
Got to do your thing, you know what I'm saying? But
okay.
we gonna keep it hip-hop. I'm trying to play the new mix that I just did. Honest Fire did something to that Ole Do It beat. Call it Honest Fire. Check it out. Yeah, you might as well check that out before you go on your flight.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely gonna listen to that right quick.
All right.
Is
it called Honest?
Yeah.
It's Honest, yeah.
All right,
here you go.
Yeah.
Oh. What they do it.
What they do it. You know it. What's good with these girls? It's about entertainment. She ain't gonna get in my way. Not a bitch, not a nigga, nobody. I'm reppin' X-Squad, Thundercats, Southwest, Philly. More things to come.
Let's go.
Hit this cheating nigga. On my way to pop. Knock, knock. What's up? I smash the windows to your truck. Then I'ma shop again. Spending money, season change. But too many times, cold rain. I win the blue hay spring fling. Party is spinning with the AC winning. Bent
and it only took me about a minute. If I got a man, there's nothing left to mention, cause I'm ballin' on the field and he catching what I'm pitching. Yep, 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 yep.
This what we doin', what we doin', making music, yeah. This what we doin', making music, making music, yeah.
Silly bitches, can't get with this, can't get with this, yeah. Silly bitches, can't get with this. Silly bitches, ball status, you soon to be impeached. These bitches so local, they always in my reach. Tricking for a dollar and I earn them in my sleep. What I'm making today, she ain't seen in weeks. Big money is all I'm trying to keep. Popping house on my own island, don't bring fans to a beach. I know I seem untamable, but this is how I eat. I get paid to put on shows, you don't get paid to be a freak.
I'm trying to promote real hip hop for the ladies. You ain't got to talk about being wet. Just talk shit. But thank you, GT. See you all. You know it's so much love. I got your hitter, Jamie, and I are going to be close. That's the homie. Shout out to Jamie, okay, too. Your management is definitely a real humble dude. I'm sure you and him together make a great team. Keep it moving and more to come, right?
Man, a whole lot of big things moving, you know what I'm saying, for 2010, 2011. So y'all be on the lookout. Like I said, get down to lay down or you're going to get stepped on. So it is what it is.
That's how I feel. I love it. Shout out to Miss Knockout. I guess she must have hung up, but big ups to my girl.
She's on the line. You want me to go to her?
Yeah, thank you,
Kiwa. She ain't got a hand up. She ain't got a hand up, though, but.
Oh, yeah, we can still open her up. Open up, open up. I'll say goodbye. Bye, Miss Knockout. Love you, boo.
Yeah, what up? What up? I was trying to talk before, but I got cut out, so I couldn't, you know, had no way of signaling you. But big shout out to GT Shotta, Honest Fire.
Yeah.
And I was saying that big shout out to GT Shotta because he's a down to earth artist. He collabs with everybody. A lot of artists don't do that, extend the hand and get down and do shit with people. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta like commend that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we're going to commend it and use it. I'll drink
that, and use it. And that's what's up because a lot of artists need to do that and get back to the hood and reach back for people coming up. You know, he's reaching a hand out for me to come on. You know what I'm saying? So
that's right here. Big ups. Big ups to that dog moving here. Get your sexy on, Miss Knockout. Okay, I see you. We're going to keep the show moving. I got Tommy Brown back in. We started a new topic, and much love to you, Shada. Like, please join me every time. I will let you guys know. Shout out to Jamie. Crack Lens, ENT.
Right.
Shout out to Crack Lens. That's CrackedLens. Right? Yeah. I remember.
Right.
See,
but
look
make
at
sure
me.
You let me know every time you got something going on. You know what I'm saying? You're not, we not friends. You family now. So, you know, you got my full support. So every time you got something going on, let me know and I'm there like Superman busting it with my cape when I'm there.
I like Superman. Superman. Yeah. But we got Mix. My boy sent me earlier. Shout out to Buddha Bless. Showing love to my boy LP. I fucks with LP. A fly ass fat boy. Like, that's my nigga right there. Like, it definitely is swagger crazy. Like, oh man, like we all fit. I put it in the W's, Key West. We all fit. Yeah, my boy LP. LPZ.
You sure it loaded?
Well, if you don't see it, well, we all for our, listen, we got to show off LP on Tuesday too then. And I got some crazy shit that he did at Thundercat Studio and some shit that I did with him and living on it. I was all doing all types of stuff. That little girly stuff that you could do. But, well, you know what, since I got to show Philly some love, play that Big Face Dunny G mix. That's my shit. We're going to play that and talk some more shit about open mics and stuff. Get a chance to show off on Philly Shine a little bit more.
Big shout out to Duddy. Honest is up here. I didn't shout him out. I didn't know he was in the cut.
No, we're just going to play the music or whatever. Yeah, thank you, Knockout. T-West, you got me, baby.
Yeah.
Bet you ain't see this coming. Yeah. What's up?
Money is what I'm about, getting it, making it pour. Throw a stack, make it fast, cleaning up like it's a trunk. Letting my money just talk, I don't have nothing to say.
Wait a sec, take it back.
Talk that shit every day. Shorty be smelling the dough, I give him the pipe and I go. I only pass a check unless she ride for Dunny for show. Money coming 20 ways, learning from being so broke. Now I eat so fast, it's hard for your boy to not show. I switch the flow, I make some right. Dunny fly, I'm a kite, finna blow. Dynamite, punchlines, rhymes get fired. Y'all sound like some cold lanes, my niggas are signing tight. You're listening to the remix, but them ghouls on deck, you might as well call it the G-Mix. I'm so unsuccessful, minus the prefix.
Nigga, what's up, what's up?
We counting cheeks, bitch.
What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? We counting money, you're the hand of the gun.
Jeweler got the watch and chain. Then I hit the dealership and got the range. Then I hit your bitch up and got some brain. She was out at 5 in the morning and I'm to blame. Came through my city low in my eyes bent. You ain't talking money, bitch. Stop talking that nonsense. Atlantic City, that's where I went. $5,500 at the Gucci store where I spent. Get your money, little homie. You ain't hurting me. I got a direct line. I know Poppy personally. Money's like a fountain, just keep coming, so my niggas keep counting. Come get on my team, I got that white and that green one. It's time to re-up me the three money machines.
Benji at the Benji, at the Benji, I be counting. Franklin, pull up to the club on the Benji, I be bouncing. Right. Bitch all on my dick, I tell her hop up on the bouncer. Tell my niggas get them birdies and they break them down to ounces. Yeah. When we get that work, we move it in a day or two. Homie, if it's beef, I wouldn't even play with you. We be at the crib with them choppers trying to spray it. Peeking out the windows and we chopping down your neighbors too. What's up? What's up? I'm here. I'm up. You hating. So what? I waited. Long up. When I was down, them bitches wasn't around. But now getting this money, these bitches be lost and found. Mark give them the Audemars. I give them the Breitling. Dunny give them rolling shit. We taking extra ice. Fresher than I ever been. Give them swagger medicine. Niggas say they getting money. Tell them show some evidence. Yeah.
What's up? What's up? What's up? Money over here in the gun.
My caddy gray, my pockets green, St. Patty Day. I'm on my ground like every day, that's how we play around here. Paper, paper on my mind, I make that paper every day. I'm stuck up on that paper, just can't let that paper get away. M.O.P., that's what I be, you know how Mr. Bass play. He ain't got that paper, get him plucked just like an ashtray. Chain blinging, watch too, I'm shining like a disco ball. Yeah, bitch, she on my dick so haunted, I don't even wanna know. Too busy chasing bread, like the Strowman in my soul. Rose gold, Cartier, got no time for parole, no. Money, time to Frank, Ben Frank to the Andrew Jack, Hamilton to the Mr. Grant. Tommy, tell me where it's at. I'ma let my paper stack. Get that cheese like Pepper Jack. I gave you work, what's up with that? I need my paper ASAP. Before you get your face cracked, pass me up my currency. Before I tell you Burgundy, you lay in an emergency. Dollar signs on my grind, I be counting pesos. I be really getting money, all the niggas say so. If it's trying to touch it, then you know I love the thing blow. Put that bread all over your head like a halo. Yellow diamonds, white diamonds, looking like a rainbow. Money, hunk, I'm running, that's how the game go. I ain't got no record deal, but I be getting changed, though. It's like the Nero really bought it, acting like he waiting, no. Hit my man, get that cane, take that two step off that plane. Down in MTL, them bitches thought that I was Gucci Mane. Light that flame, grab that pot, breaking up another block. Worried about my work, ain't worried about no 106 and pop. Worried about no BET, VH1, no MTV. I'm selling singles all day, I'm number one up in the streets. Ain't talking about no album sales. If you try and check the chart, counting money over here, nigga.
Nigga, what the fuck you doing? You ain't counting no money. Shout out to my next caller, Carl Denick Show, 267-506. Welcome back to Silly Shine. What's good?
What's good?
Rick Lowe. Shout out to my boy. Best.
Not, how you know his name?
Shut up. Best promoter. I know your number by heart. You used to be my neighbor. I used to want to call you all the time when I needed sugar and Band-Aids and stuff.
Sugar and Band-Aids.
That don't even sound right, good.
You know, I'm so, I'll be cutting the fuck up. But that's
sugar and Band-Aids. Wow.
Shout out to Rick Lowe.
Whoa.
The best party promoters in the city. Crazy, crazy, crazy. What's good with you? Welcome back to the show.
What's up? I'm not even a party promoter anymore.
What are you called? What are you, event planner?
I invested in the night spot.
Oh,
I took it to a whole nother level now.
Please, please elaborate. Tell us what's good with Rick Lowe. We got an update. You ain't been on the show in a minute since Real Talk that day.
I know.
And of course, welcome you back to the show. And my co-host for the show is DJ Buddha Bless. He's live on the line.
What's going on, cousin?
Shout out to my nigga Buddha Bless. We got
good,
a
cousin.
whole lot of history. Back in my rapping days when I used to rap.
And shout out to In My Bag. That's my shit.
You know, that was, you know, sometimes you just got to know when to hang it up and keep it moving. But besides that, my man called me
tell
one day.
About
he
the
said,
progression.
It is about the progression. My man said, listen, you could dress like you in the building or you could dress like you run the building. Which, you know, which one is going to be your choice? I said, you know what? It's time that we run the building. So, you know, we linked up with the people at Privé, and we closed the deal out, and now we have park ownership.
Congratulations.
And that's where it goes.
I wish I had some
clapping hands
and shit right now. What's the name of the company?
Oh, man, it's still, like, we didn't merge together and come up with a name and none of that, so it's still my private entity along with my partner that I work with, and we've been taking care of all the marketing as far as, like, with the events and with the restaurant and everything. So
shout out to you. I got to bring you some flowers next time I see you because I know you said you were being honored for some type of award. What was that?
Oh, Sherman Buyers. I don't know. For those who's not in the know, they started the Black Friday thing with Sadiq. When it was with Beanie Siegel and everything, and, you know, those guys had a lot to do with, like, Eve, and, you know, like, they work with, like, Jim Jones, Jewel Santana, like, they real industry cats, so real recognized real. I wasn't even expecting it. I got a phone call. There was, like, Sherman Buyers, so the only Sherman I know, I thought it was, like, well, my real estate people telling me about where I live at or something. I was like, okay, what's going on? He was like, nah, this not the real estate, this Sherman. I'm like, what's up? He was like, he told me he did an article for the Source magazine, and he was talking about Philadelphia nightlife scene, and he had gave me a plug in the interview. I was like, damn, that's love. So then they got this event that they're doing at this new spot called the Penthouse up on, somewhere up on I-95, it's May 2nd, it's called Ocean's 11, and they picked the 11 of the most prominent people in the city of Philadelphia. It's not just only promoters. It's, like, from different people in, like, business, from music, to art, to entertainment, to fashion. So they picked 11 people. And as far as on the entertainment side, as far as, like, with the nightclubs, they gave me an honorable mention. So
That's really big. Yeah, you gotta recognize the hard work you put in. I say
in a city like this where, quote-unquote, like, where everybody, quote-unquote, hates so much. And that's why I tell a lot of people, like, this is why the city is in the predicament that it's in. Because when you go out of town, like, you'd be surprised. Like, I dealt with a lot of people out of town, like, from the Pharrells, and I done been around the Jay-Z's, and I done been on the road with Cash Money. And they always say the same thing about Philly. Whenever they talk to somebody from Philly, and they ask, all right, for instance, you rap, right? So just say that I don't know, I was somewhere and I ran into the Cash Money niggas. And they'd be like, well, what do you think about so-and-so from Philadelphia? Instead of a motherfucker riding out with somebody from your hometown and hoping that they get in a position. A nigga do some shit like, oh, we don't really fuck with her like that. Oh, we don't really fuck with him like that. But what niggas don't seem to understand is when you're around real niggas and you do shit like that and they see everybody doing it, they're not going to want to fuck with you because they're going to be like, y'all don't even have no unity in your own hometown. And it's so sad that it took for the Major Figures movement to go past, to Most Wanted, to Beanie Siegel, for everybody to be in the situation that they're in now, for niggas to decide to work together. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, real people see that, and it shuns a lot of people off from dealing with Philly talent because they like they don't have no unity and they don't even stick up for each other. So niggas are like, if you're going to hate on your own people, you know, what's going to happen when we... Exactly. And these motherfuckers just in your own backyard. In your own backyard. You got promoters hating on promoters. DJs don't like other DJs.
Yep.
You know, but I extend my hand. I work with anybody. Unknown talent to known talent. A nigga call me and be like, a nigga can't never... See, this is what people don't understand, man. Like, you got to stay humble in this game. And, you know what I'm saying? Your humbleness is going to show off, and that's where your longevity going to come in at. Because I work with any and anybody. I don't give a fuck who it is. Like, niggas call me all the time that I've never even heard of before. Like, yo, dog, just give me some advice. I'm trying to do my music. I see you do the party thing, this and that. I don't shun them guys off because I remember the day when nobody wasn't giving me a chance to get in. You know what I'm saying? So,
exactly.
You know, so I just think that we just need more unity in the city as far as, like, with the artists. That's why there really ain't no outlets here. That's why the club scene is so messed up. That's why everybody drive from New York and they go to D.C. or they'll go to Atlanta or they'll go to Miami. Them dudes, they don't come here to come and party here, and that's just keeping it real. Like, it got to start where people need to change the mentality. It's like it all starts with the mentality. Everybody get up mad, like, come on, dog. Like, it's not my fault that you're in the situation that you're in. Like, if you don't pick up, don't choose to get up and grind, that ain't my fault. Don't hate because I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yo, you just said the key word right there. Like, I see people that stop going to people's events because they like, yo, he guapping up at the door. Why should I support him? Well, if that person is giving you something quality, why do you care if you got to pay to get into it?
But see, what people don't understand, like I tell people, like, all right, this is how fucked up mentality is. When you go to the Chinese man, he's not gonna let you go for 10 cents.
No,
when
way.
You go to the, you know, when
your
you
brother.
Go, to, you know what I'm saying? When you go to the gas station, and you tell them put 20 on 6, you can't get them 15. So you can't come to my place of work and expect the same thing just because you know me. I can't come to your job where you working at and tell you, and I can't go to Walmart or wherever anybody work at and be like, yo, give me a free TV. Like, I'm providing the service. People don't understand
That comes from just like your core. Like, your core mentality can't be on some, oh, this person owe you something just because you know them. Like, if you respect another person, you know what I mean, you will pay that admission to get in or whatever. Or if you can't get looked out for it, you'll accept it. I go across it all the time, but I'm the type of person, I tell you to your face, urine free, you pay. Like, it's just that simple. Like, you can't always. Sometimes you have to tell people, like, the harsh reality. Listen,
but you know what it is? But it shouldn't even be to that point. Like, people should just,
yeah,
I understand everybody don't have the common sense on business to understand business. Like, you know, like, you should want to pay somebody for their time and effort. Like,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where was everybody at? Like, I tell people, like, you come to the club and want to get it for free. Where you at? Where them days when I was standing under the L from 8 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock on 52nd Street with flyers and all that. But people don't remember that. You know what I'm saying? They're just like, okay, we come out, oh, that's my man, this and that. And then half the time, it'd be the people who don't never call you. But as soon as they hear that event is popping, then they pick up the phone and call
it.
You and be like, yo, what's up?
And they
like,
want to be there, yeah.
I deal with it all the time. Like, it's not nothing new. But, like, it starts off with the mentality of the people. And that's why the city is so, like, and it's so much talent here, and it really ain't no outlets. Like, when you go to New York, and the mentality is different. Go to Atlanta. Everybody talk to each other. In Philly,
yeah.
You walk down the street, you look at a nigga too hard. Yo, what's up, nigga? What you looking at?
Problem.
Like, it shouldn't have to be
Detroit.
Like that. You know what I'm saying?
Detroit, yeah, I would say it is a lot of love being shown all around. in other places. But for real, I feel like I'm the company of different people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I myself is an artist. You know what I mean? Being in this Philly market, you know what I mean? I've started from going to open mics and stuff like that to, for the past year, I've thrown my own event, you know what I'm saying, and definitely building up as an artist myself because, like, if there's somebody around me who's not supporting me, like I say it all the time, I'm kind. I'll do anything with anybody, but I'm not nice. And the second you do something that's like shady to not even me, but to another person, I'm gonna definitely back off. You can't be around anybody for sure who's talking about another person because they'll damn sure talk about you. I'm in good company. I go to a Rick Lowe event and I'm good. Like I ain't got no complaints. It's all love. It's nothing like. No matter what's going down. And you know what I mean? Even having myself come to Key West event, like I'm just surrounded by other people. But, yeah, you do have those little times where you got to tell that smut you have no room to stand and he talk to me right now. You know what I'm saying? And then definitely I just push myself because I'm too crazy to deal with that stuff. Like, I really am. But shout out to you, Rick Lowe. What's up? Oh, yeah, Demel back on the line. What's up, Demel?
I know about Rick Lowe and the other guy.
Who?
Another guy out there that look got the curly that look like
He about to come at me.
Who he about to come
like,
at?
Special Ed.
Who are you talking about that look like Special Ed?
Rob Mayer or something. I don't know.
Who are you talking about?
You talking about the other promoter? You talking about another promoter?
Okay. Oh yeah, it's definitely all love, and it's definitely about supporting. And Rick, do you have any websites that you want to promote? Like since I got you on the show,
I'm not hard to find, man. Like my number's on every flyer in the city. Everybody has a Facebook. Everybody has a MySpace, and I'm for sure that you could call anybody in the city at any given time and get my phone number. So I'm always accessible to anything. As long as it's about some positivity, you know, if we can link up, you know, to help. I don't got no problem with helping nobody out. Like, it don't even matter. Local artists, like, to young boys that's just starting off, to old heads that's been doing it, whatever. Like, if whatever I could do to help, you know what I'm saying, I always been. Can't nobody in this city ever say that I fronted on them. Ever. Ever.
Nah, I can't say it.
Ever, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I extend my hand to every and anybody. Like, I ain't one of them dudes that people be like, oh, he be ego tripping, this and that. I reached out to him, and he told me this, he told me that. I don't even rock out like that. Like,
What do you have to say about Rick Lowe?
I want
to deal with the Rick Lowe.
All right, well, I got Rick Lowe number. I'll give it to you,
Jamel. It's whatever, man. 267-506-0561. You got
you know,
it direct.
We'll have to do a conference call, you know what I'm saying, with Honest, you know what I mean, because she is, that's her area, you know what I'm saying, so I got to respect
let's get it down. Some real shit, Rick Lowe, you be a good hand. Shout out to my birthday party last year at Alex. I had a great time.
Oh, yeah, we had a ball.
I had so much fun. And definitely I just had fun not last Thursday, but the Thursday before Privé, where you are owner. That's what's up. I love it. Gotta be owner.
You know, we're keeping it moving, man. You know, this Thursday, whoever's out there, we got the polo party coming up. After that, I got a white party that's going to be so crazy, April 22nd. Like, just make sure you're at the white party. It's going to be real crazy.
Well, since you ain't saying nothing on Sunday, I'm dragging and kidnapping you for my first Sunday music.
Sunday, I know where you at. First Sunday, Mill Creek. I know where.
Yeah, I'm normally wearing
on the second floor. I pay attention to what's going on. I know what's going on.
Oh, I'm on the first and second floor.
Okay.
Whole building.
Okay.
We're doing a whole building. We're doing it crazy. I got my models, my sister, who's actually playing a model with her little long leg ass self. We're going to do bottle service. We're going to turn Mill Creek out this first Sunday next week.
So is that? That's
it's
April
so
4th, right?
April 4th, yeah.
April 4th.
It's all about the progression.
That's Easter, right?
Easter, yes. Easter. So
oh, that
nobody's
is Easter.
Done,
that's
I look
Easter
like a bum.
Yeah, nobody better not look a bump on Easter
y'all,
Sunday.
Y'all can come with y'all church clothes on.
So maybe what's the best for you? What, Demel? Yes, Demel.
I need all the votes I can at www.hotblockmagazine.com. This is not just for me. This is for the people, all the cities and states that I'm going to involve, everybody around me. I am coming to Philly in June. I am coming to Philly in June. So all my A&Rs that be calling me and getting on my nerves, I'm going to make them come to Philly in June. I'm going to make
and
them
I think
DJs.
I think Philly will be ready for you because it's definitely a difference. And, I mean, at my last event, I did have a little issue or whatever. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. But I just like to distance myself. But I feel like it is a million, not even a million. It feels like it's a million artists who are supporting. Shout out to Izzy. Shout out to King Dot. Everybody on Facebook tagging themselves in the flyers. I got like 3 flyers I made, 2 more to come. My partner, Passion, she got 2 flyers posted up everywhere all over. Like, it's crazy. The support is, it feel like it's a million strong. But big ups to you, Rick Lowe. Thank you for calling in. My last guest. Shout out to GT Shada. You know he's an artist signed to Protect Your Neck. That's Wu-Tang. If you don't love Wu-Tang, you like him a lot. Native fucking shit. X-Squad DJs. Co-host from now on, DJ Buddha Bless. Real big. Shout out to that boy, Nice T. Shay Carson. Miss Knockout. DJ OK, DJ Ace, DJ Poo G's. You didn't come on the line, but you know you're a definite legend. My DJ.
Shout-outs to definitely shout-outs to Poo G's. Poo G's been grind. Me and Poo G's got so much history, it don't even make no sense, man.
In his basement was where I heard most of your music, Rick Lowe. He still got your shit. Like
that's what's up. It's some classics
yes.
over there.
Yes.
Definitely some classics
Rick
over there.
Rick Lowe show on Philly Shine. I got your shit now. Oh, well play.
He's definitely got some classics over there.
But yeah, I'm gonna tell him what you said. He gonna appreciate it because Poo G's is another real humble dude. He's definitely the
Real humble. And he's been grinding for a very, very, very long time.
Yeah, opening for Biggie. He humble. I have a T-shirt. I open for Biggie. But that's just me. But thank you, everybody, who called in. My secret co-host for the night, Key West. We got some new music from The Storm coming in. The Storm is new and fresh. Sucker Free Storm, we gonna call it.
Sucker Free Storm.
Sucker Free Storm, we love that. Shout out to you, Demel. Please vote hotblockmagazine.com for X-Squad DJs Radio and for Demillions for the promoter in ATL. It's going down. Shout out to Miss Sunshine. I love her, but I love Lou Moore.
For me, if I win, I'm turning Atlanta up. Down.
That's what's up. It's going to be in Australia. It's going to be the A.
Hey, honest, make sure everybody know April 10th, that Industry Rises drop, all of us on it, hosted by me,
DJ.
By DJ No Frills, you know what I mean? We getting it in. Honest Fire up on that joint, you know what I mean?
Honest Fire, G-Stacks, you know, we got to show off. Much love to the Industry Rises. I was a part of that mixtape last year with Hold Me Down. And definitely bringing it in this year.
Hey,
more to come.
Can I catch you on the plane coming to St. Louis, man?
Man,
April 30th, you know
how I get down, man. I don't care about traveling. All you got to do is hit me up. You don't be hitting me up, man.
All right, boys. Thank you all.
Holla at me. I'm there, man.
Yeah, we're going to talk to him. I'm about to post that flyer up on my Facebook. Yeah, St. Louis, April 30th, crazy. I'm going to. Shout out to the models. Hopefully I get a flat stomach. My stomach is changing. Check out the footage from last year to now. I'm getting a smaller stomach.
Come to find out, we got 175 ladies that will be in the building in St. Louis.